You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome in. Hump day on Sabres Live and still no game four. What was that,
Martin? Hump day. Steve. Is it Steve, the guy that in the commercial?
Oh my gosh, I think it is.
What? Oh, Mike, you're right. Thank you. Producer Jeff would know these things. That's why. Mike, what day is it? Someday. Hump day.
Do we? What a start. I mean, this is fitting because I had no clue.
Yeah.
If you didn't know already.
It ran. So because you watch TV on mute, you don't know when the commercials are on. You kind of like.
Oh, but, I know when they're on. I know what I know I'm not.
Yeah, but you don't hear them. And that is one of those where you would always hear it. And like, you're like, oh, there's a commercial again at someday with the camel walking into the office. That's the way it goes.
You know what was not on mute last night? Or who was not on mute for me last night?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Halsey.
Oh, yeah.
Toronto, last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that?
I've renamed the venue. It's known as Budweiser, but it's Bugweiser from here on out. The clouds and clouds, just everywhere you look, everybody is in the same boat. It's like they're swatting whatever types of, you know, flying insects were around. But I'm assuming.
Was it the same as 2000? I'm just Googling it quick. 2007.
Oh, that baseball
when,
game?
When Jabba Chamberlain couldn't even pitch for the Yankees in Cleveland because the bugs were so bad.
So crazy.
Like, he couldn't pitch. He could not pitch at all.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking during the course of the show was like how if, you know, it has any effect on the performers on stage, because last summer at Outer Harbor, it was really bad the night the Counting Crows were headlining. And Adam, lead singer, at one point had to kind of make reference of it. He's like, what'd y'all have for dinner tonight?
A little protein.
And then he's like, tell you what I've had. And all the bugs that he'd been swallowing up there. So, yeah, I sympathize. But Halsey was on fire as usual. It was another, although I'm 0-2. So my oldest, Izzy, and I, you know, had the great fortune of seeing her just a few weeks ago in at the Hollywood Bowl.
In California.
And so, like, Halsey's just kind of like this artist that I like. I'm not super deep into like knowing the catalog. Like, I'm terrible with song titles to begin with, even with my favorite artists. But when she came out with Ego, you know, as a single last year, I was kind of like fired up, like she's on my list. Artists I haven't seen. Can't wait to hopefully, you know, see her in 2025. Well, she is offering, you know, variations of the set list every night.
Yeah.
I'm 0 for 2. I did not get Ego.
Oh, no.
On either of the shows. Now, she's only played it once on this tour so far. So the irony is it was in Nashville, which is like my other home. So I should have went to Nashville to see her, but no, it was great. It was
no, that's good. And it makes you want to go one more time and try to catch that. So that's the thing. Keeping you on the hook here, Duffer.
There is.
That's what music does. Mm-hmm. And that's what sport does, right? Sports, like, they keep you on the hook. You go to a good game, you want to get back. Sometimes you go to a game, it wasn't great, but there, I want to go back and catch a better one. So it keeps you on the hook all the time. Yeah. So that's that. Hey, one thing that we put out on social right now, it basically a fill in the blank Wednesday, as blank as the NHL player team situation you are keeping an eye on. I said it probably what feels like 8 months ago, but it was more like 2 months ago, because when the season ended April and we're like already in mid-June, mm-hmm. Is Chris Kreider. Yeah. I felt like Chris Kreider, I played with Kreids. I know that the talk was the Rangers want to move. They moved on from Trouba. When they send a memo to the teams that they were wanting to trade a few players, Kreider was apparently one of those guys. It didn't happen last year, but I felt like I would want to explore this Chris Kreider thing. Now it looks like the Anaheim Ducks will be the team that will, in the end, probably make the best pitch to get Chris Kreider.
That might be fudging the truth.
He has to approve the deal, right? So maybe Kreider has a say into where he wants to go.
But they're not offering very much based on the rumors.
It's basically a second-round pick last year and another second-round pick in the upcoming draft. Like,
so there's a lot of layers to this.
Yes.
Discussions with the player, regardless of what your no trade is, what would actually be of interest to you right now? How far away can we move him so he doesn't hurt the Rangers on a regular basis, right?
I mean, about as far as you can get.
About as far as you can go. And so, yeah, like this, like, Marty, I'm super into this conversation based on how into it you've been for a while. And like, these are the things that we talk about so much stuff, but every now and again, I'm sure you feel it in me and I do with you. Like, there's a respect, there's an appreciation, there's something that you obviously love about Kreider, which I respect and I want to hear more of. And so the fact that this is kind of inched along and you've kept it like dangling a little bit there in your interest, and I think our collective from an audience interest standpoint, now it almost gets to like, whether it was close, real, indifferent, as far as the interest, you know, from the Sabres, it's like, it kind of becomes what almost all sports fans do in situations where a player moves from one team to the other. It's like, well, what could we have offered? What could we have done here? What would have been a fair offer? What would have been? And that's why I think my first blush reaction to, you know, when you were saying it, was like, I don't think the Ducks are offering that much. Yeah. But sometimes you're just not in the ballpark because the Rangers maybe, and or maybe Kreider has Buffalo
don't
on the list.
Don't want to trade to Buffalo. Don't want to trade to the New Jersey
it's
Devils.
Done
don't
before
trade
it ever
to
starts.
The Florida Panthers. It's like, well, we don't want to trade you to these teams, so we're not going to do it unless they put an offer that would completely knock our socks off, but then the player still has to approve it because of his no trade protection. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of layers. You're 100% right. Look, Kreider last year still had 22 goals, but only 8 assists. He only had 30 points, coming down from 75 the year before. Mm-hmm. And he played in 68 games. So he didn't play all of them.
Not at there full health, though.
Not and full health. But he still managed 22 goals. Right. I'll take the 22 goals. Right? Like, that's what you're getting. You're getting a guy that's probably going to score you, if healthy and plays all 82, 30. He scores you 30. I guarantee you, Chris Kreider, healthy, scores you 30 goals at the very least.
Even now, in the next 2 years?
Yeah, because a lot of it are power play. They're Dave Hendrichuk type goal. He relies on two things.
Yeah.
Power play in that front. That's what he does well. And he still has great speed. He still has great speed where he gets in down the wing, shot, rebound, or shot goal. Like, that's what he does. It's not the stick handling. It's never been. It's never been like, I'm going to be this playmaker. You know, when he gets an assist, it's because the puck hit him in front of the net and went to somebody else, or he shot, rebound, and it went in. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at Chris Kreider as this is what he does, and this is what he does best. And if you're the Anaheim Ducks and you're looking at how do we take the next step, right? We've got some good players, young players, but how do we take the next step? I think Chris Kreider makes the perfect sense for them. It's 2 years. It's not a ton of money. It's just over $6 million, mm-hmm. six and a half. So,
well, it's nothing to the Ducks based on how much cap space they have at over $40 million.
Yeah, and maybe that's the point of saying to the Rangers, we're the Anaheim Ducks. We can take the full contract, but we're not giving you much for it. Like, if they were to retain $2 million, if other Sabres said, we want you to retain, then all of a sudden that prospect and that second-round pick may become a little bit more pronounced, because they're retaining some value in this. They're needing a value in return.
Of course, the next layer, potentially beyond, dare we say, imminent. Do you think it's imminent? Like, this potential transaction, right? Rangers and Ducks.
I think if we've got all the pieces and the information on it, I think it's pretty imminent.
Okay. But could two things be true here?
Could
this deal, Kreider to the Ducks, actually bolster each team's position when pursuing Mitch Marner? The Rangers get cap space. The Ducks show they're serious. And they're not saying, hey, Mitch, come in and help out our young guys. Like, we're going to keep adding veteran pieces, so you come in here and we're actually ready to go. And you think we closed some ground last year in the Western Conference? Look at us this year. We're actually going to be real and in the top eight.
Okay. I like that idea for the Anaheim Ducks, because I think, like you said, they have a ton of cap space and they're putting together a pretty good squad and some pieces that are continuing to develop. They went and got Joel Quenneville as a coach. He hasn't coached in a while, but, you know, since Florida. But when he was in Florida, that team was on the way up. They actually took a dip before coming back to where they are right now. Mm-hmm. He was at the start of that. So I think that in Anaheim, it could definitely work. If you're Mitch Marner, I'm looking at it. If you're Mitch Marner and you're looking at the Rangers, I feel like the Rangers would have to make another transaction. And another name out of Manhattan that has been mentioned is Alexis Lafreniere, former first overall pick. We remember the 2020, you know, draft, which was COVID happened in March. We're doing the first remote draft. That's Lafreniere sitting at home. The Rangers win the lottery. It was that crazy lottery because of the summer, you know, playoffs, the bubble playoffs. And then it wasn't a team that missed the summer bubble. It was a team that first got eliminated in the play-in rounds. And so the Rangers ball came up top, the logo, they get first overall. Woohoo! We're going to draft Alexis Lafreniere. It's been up and down for him. Had a great start last year, signs the extension, cooled off after. So now he's starting, what is it, a 7 or 8 year deal? It's a 7 year deal at $7.45 million a year.
Who wants that this year right now?
Huh?
Who wants that right now?
Exactly. Who wants that? Now, there's teams, I would think, that are going to say, We'll throw a
Chicago would. Huh? Chicago would.
Chicago would.
Wouldn't they?
Yes. There's teams. There's teams that would throw in a second round pick to the Rangers. Here's a second rounder. We'll take Lafreniere in his full contract. And I don't know if the Rangers would say yes, but if the Rangers want to make space by trading 6.5 of Kreider and by moving the 7.45 of Lafreniere, that's $14 million right there. You turn around, you take that money, and you give 12 or 13 to Marner. Like, maybe you can do it, but the Rangers need to make another move. And I think Lafreniere is the one. If I was looking around and saying Kreider's going to go to Anaheim potentially, who's the next movement? It's not Zibanejad. It's not Panarin. They just acquired JT Miller. You know,
no,
the next guys
on
the payroll up front are Lafreniere and Kreider. They're the two that would be going.
Right, but Keandre Miller, obviously, with the expectation of his, you know, next
contract
is very much in the rumor mill as well. But you just mentioned Panarin. Like, you can't make this Marner decision without knowing what you're committing to with Panarin, or if you're not committing at all.
Yeah, because it's last year of his deal at $11.5 million. So,
like, what do you think he's worthy of moving forward?
I mean, Panarin is 33 years old.
That's my reasoning for the question.
Now, he had 120 points 2 years ago. Unbelievable. 49 goals. Unbelievable season. He still almost got 90 points this year. I don't think you're going to get 100 plus out of Panarin. But if you get 90 or close to 90 for the next three or four seasons, by the time, from the time he's 33 to 37, is that still worth $10 million? Is that, are you asking him to take a little less to stay in New York? Mm-hmm. Or is he walking in free agency and saying, well, everybody's going up, the cap's going up, I want 12. Because I hit 122 years ago, I want $12 million. I want more than what I'm making. I think the ball is in Panarin's camp when it comes to that. I really, really feel that's, if he wants to take a little bit less than what he's making now, the Rangers would be welcome. Let's keep it going. We just got JT Miller. We got Mike Sullivan as a coach. Like, we think this is going the right direction. Adam Fox should be better this year. Let's go in that direction. But if he wants 12, 13, then no, you can't give a 33, going to be 34 at the end of the year, $13 million, $14 million at this stage. I just don't see it.
So how does any and all of what we've talked about and Nick Hag and Jason Robertson and affect the Sabres today?
So when we ended the show yesterday, or maybe it was during a commercial break, we were talking, and I know the fans, they want to see big change. They want to see big change when it comes to the Sabres. Last year at this time of year, everybody's talking and tweeting the insiders, that Darren Dreger and Shayna Goldman, the Sabres are going to be aggressive. Okay, they were aggressive by adding McLeod, adding Malenstein, adding Lafferty, adding Zucker, right? They were aggressive in a secondary role. Mm-hmm. There was new bodies, new players, and I feel like Zucker was great.
Good.
I feel McLeod was great.
Good. I think good. We need to reserve greatness for higher than that. Remember?
I'm not saying he was greatness. Okay, I'll say good.
Thank you.
He played above expectations, and McLeod played above expectations. And
hey, if I have a good show once in a while, I'm not going to the Hall of Fame. You don't have to call it great.
Well, yeah, but it's relative to expectations, as producer Jeff is saying in our chat. So I'm going to say, you know what, when the
what
bar is
what is my
a
percentage
lower,
relative to expectations of actually delivering a good show? Don't answer that.
Don't answer that. So I felt like Malenstein played to a role that I felt like it was good. So there was some movement. But now I'm looking at the roster and I'm saying, I don't see movement much up front. They added Josh Norris. They traded Dylan Cousins. Like, you got Yuri Kulik now that's a full-time NHL player. Mm-hmm. I feel like everything up front is pretty much in the right place. For me, the aggressive nature of the Sabres will be on the back end and or in goal or a combination of both. Bo Byram is, you know, there's an aggressive, you know, kind of push there. What is going to happen with Bo Byram? RFA, is there going to be a trade? Owen Power, Matthias Samuelson. There's a lot of, like, getting a right shot defenseman. There's a lot back there. So all the players we're talking about, Jason Robertson, we're talking about Chris Kreider, Alexis Lafreniere, Mitch Marner, they're all forwards. I just don't see the Sabres being aggressive up front, because you have in-house things to do. You have J.J. Paterka to sign. You have Alex Tuch to potentially get an extension. There's so much there already in-house to do. I don't see more coming from the outside.
You say that, and you're obviously not wrong when discussing the defense, because of how most people view it and a desire for more of whatever and maybe more left-right balance and all that. But instinctively, I go back to the start of the show, not the Halsey part, but the Chris Kreider part. And like, there's a reason Kreider was like sneaking out of your lips all the time, because you keep looking at what they can do to really fortify the top six.
Top six winger has been on the list.
I don't think this is like, we're really just kind of focused on D and stabilizing goaltending, whatever, whatever. I think every piece is in play here. And you're obviously going to be going down multiple paths here in the quest for improvement and significant leap. So, I don't know. Like, this, like, to me, this Kreider thing almost, I hope it opens the floodgates a little bit. If, you know, obviously the calendar on its own is going to do that within the next 3 weeks. But if Dallas, and they are, taking calls on Robertson, and, I mean, you know, we mentioned as soon as the Robertson thing and the emphasis on Dallas and what do they do next before and after firing their coach, it was what other kind of cap relief can they find? And I immediately said Mason Marchment. Yep. And I still think Mason Marchment here. Again, well,
David Pagnotta at the fourth period is reporting that they are taking calls on Jason Robertson.
He's got clauses to prevent.
They are shopping Mason Marchment. Right. Whereas, you know, he's
going to have a say in it, though.
Mason
where he
Marchment
goes.
Will?
Yeah. And I don't care what Mason Marchment is thinking he's in line for contractually beyond this year. I just want, you know me, I covet players who are on the final year of a deal, because that usually see Kings, Gavrikov, like he is up here potentially salary wise now because of what he just did in his final year entering unrestricted free agency. Yeah, and so like, give me Mason Marchment wanting to
see Alexander Semin year after year after year. Yeah. When he was in the last year of his deal, all of a sudden he looked like a $15 million player. But Mason Marchment has a 10-team no-trade, and he's in the last year of his deal, and he's a UFA at the end of the year. So there's a little risk, but again, if Dallas is looking to shed some cap space, you're doing them a favor. Sorry, but I'm offering you a third-round pick for Mason Marchment. And, you know, if you want to make it work, you make it work. Let's see what else you're getting for Mason Marchment at this point. Maybe it's a little mini bidding war, but I'm taking a $4.5 million player that you want to trade to get cap space, who's going to be UFA at the end of the year. I'm not mortgaging my future for that just yet. Let's go through the process and see. But I would add him. You know me. I would add that player to play in my middle six, to be up and down, like, you know, move around. And there is a very edgy side to Mason Marchment that feels like it would be something very attractive.
And what is even defined as like moving is like a piece of the future? Like, just rewind to last year and your prospect pool, and you move Matt Savoy for Ryan McLeod, right? Like, okay, so who's this year's Matt Savoy? And do you not like Mason Marchment as much as Ryan McLeod?
I like Mason Marchment probably more than Ryan McLeod at the time.
I think most people would instinctively say that, and that's nothing against Ryan. He did, again, to your point earlier about Zucker, probably came in and exceeded expectations.
Yeah, and like you say, like now I'm like, okay, I like McLeod a lot, but what he did, but put McLeod on the Oilers, put Marchment on Dallas. Which one do you like better? Yeah, I would have said Marchment. Like, that would have been my first instinct to say Marchment.
Yeah.
Now, again, I will say this for all of those that were like, oh, I can't trade Matt Savoy. Can't trade Matt Savoy. He's a first round pick. He's going to be great. How many of you, after Matt Savoy was traded, have followed up on Matt Savoy to say, ah, you know what? Sabres let one good one go. They should not. Like Matt Savoy,
he had a very good year.
It he was had a good year in the AHL.
Yes.
Right?
He had never got to be with Buffalo.
He never got to be there and never got to develop. But I don't care if Matt Savoy has a great year in the AHL.
Right.
I'm looking at what can we get at the NHL level that's going to be good now. And the same thing moving forward. I really feel that, again, going back to my, I think the focus is on the blue line and the crease moving forward for the Sabres. I don't care if it is Isaac Rosen or I kind of don't want to move Kostas Lanius just yet because he's still young and his contract is sliding and you got him for more years of development. But I don't care what prospects or what pick you're moving to mm-hmm. be able to bolster your blue line or to go get a Mason Marchment or whatnot. I don't care
right.
because I want to see the impact in Buffalo next year more than, oh, this guy would be good in 5 years for the team. Who cares in 5 years? And that's the same thing with Matt Savoy.
I agree. And yet, all that being said, I think Savoy, I thought it before, and I think everybody in the Oilers organization is very happy with the developmental year that he had. Based on cap considerations and all the rest of it, I think Matt Savoy is destined to walk into a great opportunity when he becomes a full-time Edmonton Oiler. A great opportunity.
That's because they will be spending $30 million on Draisaitl and McDavid. So they'll have to have players like Savoy to fill in the gaps.
Yes. And Evan Bouchard.
And Bouchard. Yeah, obviously.
Like... Again,
so we're talking $40 million for three players.
Easily.
Yep.
Yeah.
McDavid will be close to $18 million. Dreisaitl's already got his deal, and Bouchard's going to be 10 plus.
Right.
So, yeah, you're talking about over 40.
And I think, you know, you mentioned Roseanne. That's just that this could be anyone. And I think you can't even do a side-by-side fairly. Like if you swapped out last year's trade and put Roseanne instead of Savoy – like, they're both first-rounders. Roseanne has more pro pedigree and annual escalation in production, right? So these are fair names to be offering up for not the superstar, but for the depth that you're craving, the versatility that you're craving, whether you're focused on the blue line or up front.
You don't need... Okay, I mean... If Mitch Marner called the Sabres on July 1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
His agent calls and says, that's the place I want to go. Mm-hmm. Okay, like, I'm going to figure a way to try to make it work. But I'm not going.
Shouldn't be that hard. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be that hard.
It wouldn't be that hard. But I'm just saying, I'm not necessarily looking for that option right now when I look up front, because there's Tage Thompson. There's Josh Norris now healthy for a season. I want to see that. There's Alex Tuck. There's J.J. Peterka. You know, there's a lot of pieces. Zucker and Greenway has depth, and there's a lot of pieces that work for me up front that can even take another step forward. Mm-hmm. If a superstar wants to be added and wants to come here, great. I'll make it work. I'll look at it. But I'm definitely looking. Look, we'll talk about the Norris vote. Rasmus Dahlin finished sixth. His best result in the Norris, it was announced this morning. Kyle McCarr wins. But like, I think we need to start to look at Dahlin in his best years now. We need to be able to make that defense work. And I don't care which way you're taking to make the defense work, but if Rasmus Dahlin is entering his best years of his career, you need to make sure that the group of six on the back end is exactly what you want. And I don't care what the price is. That's the focus right now.
You can see Dahlin and company for every single home game. Season ticket membership starting at just $23 per seat. Of course, season ticket memberships offer discounts, exclusive events, and much more. Learn more about plan options at sabres.com/membership. Marty teased it. We'll talk defense, the Norris voting, what lies ahead eventually when the Stanley Cup returns to action. It's only a day away, folks. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Yesterday's first half hour was, should have been more appropriately dubbed Scabbers Live, as you picked away and bled profusely during the opening segment.
I'm good now.
Are you? Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. As long as you're not still bleeding out.
Well, you know what it is? It was also in the ankle, a sensitive area where it's like hard to stop the bleed. And when I picked at it, I didn't think much. And then I looked down and I have a big like red blob right on the ankle. And I'm like, oh no, this is going to keep on going. But I
put some tape on it.
Exactly. Put some tape on it. Apply pressure, you know, apply pressure. That's what I did. And it stopped. So that's good.
All right. Where you want to go?
Okay. So let's go to the Norris Trophy. Kale McCarr wins the Norris. I think we all thought he was going to win. Werenski finished second in the voting, and Quinn Hughes finished third. I think anybody in the world would have thought those were the top three this year. There were some good years, some good seasons from others. Jacob Slavin is one that, you know, people talk about as one of the best defensive defensemen. So, you know, he could have been up and getting some votes up there. Gustav Forsling could have been in there because everybody's been talking about Forsling since the Florida Panthers have been in the finals now 3 years in a row and won last year. But Rasmus Dahlin finished sixth in voting. So it went McCarr, Werenski, Hughes, Josh Morrissey of the Winnipeg Jets, Victor Hedman, and Rasmus Dahlin. No first place vote, no second place votes. but four third place votes. Mm-hmm. So there's four people out there that thought that, you know what, it probably was Makar, Werenski, Dahlin, or Makar, Hughes, Dahlin, or whatever. Like, they felt like he was worthy of a top three. And this is the best. Dahlin's finished. Like, 2 years ago, he had more points, and he finished eighth in the race. Last year, 15th. He dropped a little bit. No, this season, sixth. That's why I'm saying this is a big year, because you are getting Dahlin's not only best years coming up with the perception from around the league, but I feel like physically and emotionally and everything that he's now put to work, that's his best year. So I just feel like that's a feather. And by the way, Duffer, I kid you not, yesterday I'm walking around the house and Jacob is having lunch, and he's like, after Sabres Live, like, he's eating a late lunch and he's watching some videos on his phone. And I hear from the corner and another feather in his map. He's watching that Family Feud moment that we refer to all the time. I'm like, Jacob, we talk about this all the time on Sabres Live. He's like, what? So anyway, I think that's another feather in his lap, Rasmus Dahlin, to finish sixth now in the Norris voting this year, which is pretty significant in my opinion.
I mean, will he become the first Sabre ever to win the Norris Trophy?
I think there is a chance, but with that chance, there needs to be consistent success. And I'm not saying you make the playoffs 1 year and then all of a sudden Rasmus Dahlin is the winner, but I think you need to make it in 2 or 3 years, because it's hard to break the top three. We're talking about Makar. We're talking about Quinn Hughes. I mean, Lane Hutson finished, what, ninth? Lane Hutson had 66 points as a rookie, 6 goals, mm-hmm. 60 assists. I think Lane Hutson could easily be a top three, top four next year if he puts up 80 points and you know, whatever, like the way that he plays. So, but Montreal Canadiens made the playoffs, right? So now all of a sudden, Lane Hutson is a top defenseman creating offensively on a team that made the playoffs. That gets, to me, a better look next year. So Dahlin, I feel, could get to break in the top three at some point. But obviously, that has to come with team success. Mm-hmm. No teams and no players, in my opinion, will win the Norris on a team that doesn't make the playoffs. Unless you go out there and you get 100 points and the next closest is 20 points away and you dominated and somehow your team didn't make it. Okay. But I feel like team success needs to come for Dahlin to be able to get to the top three.
Well, when the Sabres make the playoffs, what is most likely? Tage Thompson, a Hart Trophy finalist, Rasmus Dahlin, a Norris finalist, Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, a Vezina finalist.
That Dahlin Norris, that's, to me, that is the easy answer. I would have said Tage Thompson or Rocket Richard winner if and when the Sabres get there. I
think no voting probably, required on that one.
Huh?
There's no voting required on that
no
one.
No voting. Yeah, that's why the Art Ross and the Rocket Richard to me are some of the best trophies, because there's no debate. Did you get most points? You win the Art Ross. Mm-hmm. Did you get most goals? You win the Rocket Richard. Like, that's what it is, right? The Jennings. Did as a team, you give up the least amount of goals? Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what? Boom. You win the Jennings. Like, that's what it is. Now, I think there's a better chance for Thompson, in my opinion, to win the Rocket than to win the Hart, just because Dahlin would be a significant piece. And if Tage is now playing wing, is there a little bit of that's lost on the winger, right? The impact that you have as most valuable player. But I think Dahlin winning the Norris would be number one on my list, like, by a lot. Like, if the Sabres are consistently making the playoffs, and that's because Rasmus Dahlin is one of, if not the best, at his position.
If the Sabres make the playoffs next year and have Mitch Marner in the lineup, do you think Dahlin and Marner are going to split the vote on, and when it comes down to Hart Trophy?
Because they would.
I would think both of them would have played a rather large role in getting them back to the postseason.
I think anybody that you were to bring in that is a significant piece, if it is a Mitch Marner, or if it was John Tavares. So if it was somebody like that, like if you make a trade for Jason Robertson, now all of a sudden you make the playoffs, you have to think, hey, the impact that this player, this new player coming in had is so significant that we can't turn our backs to it. But the production still needs to be there. But I still think that Dallin, like if the Sabres or a goaltender, and you mentioned Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen or Levi or goalie X, right? Like who knows what happens from now until the draft and free agency and where that goes. You get any goaltender, Luukkonen, Levi, or goalie to be named later to come in, play 60 games in the season, and the team makes the playoffs, you're in the conversation. I'm not saying that you're up there, but you're a big reason why now, all of a sudden, your team is in the playoffs. Look, Samuel Montembeau in Montreal last year, Linus Ullmark in Ottawa, like they are a big reason why they made the playoffs. Would they have gotten votes for the Hart Trophy at the end of the year? No. But internally, in your team, you know that without their performances, they wouldn't have been there.
You've done a lot of talking already. That's by design, obviously.
I'm feeling it today, Duffer. I'm feeling it.
You are. And so dare we venture down this path again? A distant cousin of the highest paid Dallas Star, a Marty Rantanen?
We could go there now. Yes. And how about this? You know how I love my rules, right? I love the different rules and learning about the rules and making sure that you're precise when there's a rule that needs to be applied. And I also love many different sports. I love watching baseball. I love baseball. I used to ump in baseball. I love knowing the rules. And one of the most common rules at the little league level, softball or baseball, is the infield fly rule. Everybody knows. Runner on first and second, less than two outs. The blue at home plate or blue on the bases, they made a signal to one another. Hey, infield fly rule is in effect. If the ball is popped in the infield fly, we call the batter out, and the runners can advance at their own risk. 2 days ago, Duffer, the Tampa Bay Rays and the Boston Red Sox were playing. Nobody out, runner on first and second. Pop fly right at the catcher. The home plate umpire says, infield fly rule, batter is out. So he drops the ball. The runner on second for the Rays felt, I got to run now because it is the ball dropped. I got to run. I'm forced to run to third base. He didn't know the rule. The runner on first is forced to run to second. He didn't know the rule. He's not forced to run anywhere. The catcher grabs the ball, throws it to third base. The third baseman touches the base, doesn't tag the runner, throws to second. The second baseman touches the base, accidentally tags the runner. So now they got the double play with the infield fly rule and the runner on second. But I'm watching this and I'm like, this is Major League. They don't know the rules? Like, not just the Red Sox didn't know the rules. The Tampa Bay Rays didn't know the rules. The runners didn't know the rules. So that drove me crazy. But I have seen this clip, and I remember as a huge Expos fan, and if you're watching on MSG, you're going to love this. In the early 2000s, Frank Robinson, the great Frank Robinson, was managing the Expos. Bases loaded, Barry Bonds at the bats for the San Francisco Giants. He pops one up straight up in the air, right in front of home plate. Home plate umpire says, infield fly rule, batter is out. The Expos drop the ball, and then the guy with the ball touches home plate to tag the runner out. It's not a forced play. So the runner stopped from the Giants. He knew the rule. He stops, and when the Expos are not looking, he kind of quietly goes in and touches home plate. The home plate umpire says, safe.
In the middle of the argument.
And so the Expos are yelling at the umpire. They're like, what is going on? Did I touch home plate? Frank Robinson gets out of the dugout. And now you're thinking, oh boy, here he comes. He's going to yell at the umpire. He walks by the home plate umpire and he yells at his player, get back to your spots, you dumb players, you idiots. It was an infield fly rule. You don't know the rule. And he's berating his own players, right? And I love that. I still remember because I was an Expos fan, and I'm thinking, This is why the Expos are moving. This is why they're moving, because they're bad. They're terrible. They don't know the rules. So anyway, know the rules if you're a professional player. Parents and coaches at the youth level know that rule. It's one of the weird rules in baseball, but they know the rules. So now it made me to think, what are some of the weird rules in hockey that players wouldn't know, right?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We saw it earlier this year. Who was in the playoffs that played the puck with a broken stick? Like, there was a defenseman. The stick is broken in half, and he went and knocked the puck out of the crease with a broken stick.
Well, there's nothing better than Austin Matthews playing with the goalie stick this year.
Austin Matthews playing with a goalie stick. That's what I'm talking about. Like, players that don't know the rule. Who was it? It was, with the Chicago Blackhawks years ago. He headbutted the puck into the net, and they celebrated like, yay, what a play. Even the announcers were like, what a play by Brendan Saad, I think it was. And he headbutted the puck into the net. No, you're not allowed to intentionally propel a puck into the net any other ways that with your stick. You can redirect it off your head or off your body, but you can't elbow a puck into the net. You can't headbutt a puck into the net. There's rules. Players don't know. It was Andrew Shaw. Thank you. Producer Jeff is on top of things. I love it. There's rules. And players in the NHL sometimes don't even know the rules, right? Like, you're Maxim Afinaganov used to be so notorious for sitting on the bench waiting for the player to come in. And one time he touched a puck while his feet were still dangling off the bench. That's a penalty. That's an interference penalty. You have to have one skate on the ice to basically declare, I'm a player on the ice now. After that, you can touch the puck. Afinaganov didn't know the rules. So I look at baseball, And I'm like, seriously, know the rules. Remember the Super Bowl a few couple of years ago, Kansas City, San Francisco? They do the coin toss, and then San Francisco decides to get the ball first. And then they're on the bench, and they're like, wait a second. So if we score a touchdown, they still get the ball? What? Like, they didn't know the rules. Mm-hmm. Kansas City was like, we wanted the ball second. Kansas City knew the rules. San Fran didn't know the rules. Yeah. Donovan McNabb didn't know that.
Yeah. Clock
the game
management.
Could end in a tie, right? Yeah. Like, you're a professional athlete, man. No rules. And Brian Burke, when he was GM of the Anaheim Ducks, used to have a 10-question questionnaire to the players in training camp about weird rules to see who knows the rules or not.
Your Rantanen has gone on too long. It's now Kimo out of Timonen. We're back after this.
I love this.
On Sabres Live.
Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Spontaneous trivia here to close things out. If I said who is the man behind the rat trick, who is it?
Scott Mellenby.
Correct. How old is Scott Mellenby?
Ooh, I would say he's probably 55.
59 today.
59 years old, okay. Yeah.
Where do you think Mellenby ranks all time in NHL history in games played?
He's got to be top 40.
You're unbelievable. He's 35th.
Okay, I was going to say probably
1,400 games. 1,500? Amazing. Over 1,400, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say close to 1,500. Yeah, and that rat trick happened. Like, they were playing the old Miami Arena, and there would be lots of critters walking around. There's a rat that ran across the room. He slap-shotted it to the wall, killed the thing, and then went out and scored that night.
Scored
two goals.
Two.
So that was the rat trick. The rat plus the two, and that's what the story started with, all the rats flying on the ice.
Philadelphia, Edmonton, Florida, St. Louis, Atlanta, the career legacy for Scott Mellenby. Who's going to start in goal for the Oilers tomorrow?
Stuart Skinner, although Chris Knobloch is not announcing it.
Are you confident in that answer?
Nope.
See you tomorrow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.